So, I'm Stephanie.
All right, hi.
And you're Suzanne
Dudley.
Yes. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for coming and sitting with me for a minute. Today is October 14th, 2009, and you're a shopper here at the market as opposed to a vendor.
Oh, that's right.
And you said you're from Lansing.
Yes.
What brings you to Ann Arbor today?
I'm in Ann Arbor today. My husband's in the Kiwanis Club in Lansing, the South Lansing Kiwanis, and they make wooden toys.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Shuffle Toy Project.
Hmm.
And he delivers those toys to the Mott Children's Hospital several times a year, so he's doing that today.
And you came to the market as part of your Ann Arbor?
I came to the market because I enjoy this market, and ordinarily I come to Ann Arbor on Wednesdays over the summer periodically to meet friends. I have a friend who lives in Detroit. She meets me in Ann Arbor at the market. I have a friend who lives in Northville. She comes to meet me at the market.
Oh, great.
And I have a friend who lives in central Detroit, and she comes and meets me at the market also.
I like to think of it as a gathering place.
That's right.
That's a
it
nice
is.
Idea.
So we make a day of it and shop here. I like going to the secondhand store, and then we eat right here at the market also. So,
do you eat in Carytown, or you buy like tamales?
We've been to the Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
We used to go to the restaurant that's downstairs. It's a Greek restaurant
uh-huh.
now. It used to be I forgot.
Yeah,
what
it's
it was
had
called.
Many incarnations.
Yeah, and that
I
was,
think.
And then right here at Carytown also. That's
uh-huh.
where we've eaten lately. So.
And what kind of shopping do you usually do here in the
I basically buy things. Like today, I bought pepper, green peppers, and radishes. I'll buy whatever happens to be fresh that I don't have in my garden.
Uh huh.
Kind
so
of
you
thing.
Also
so
garden at home?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have a pretty good sized garden at home.
And are there particular things that you don't grow for any reason, or you just...
We pretty much neglect the garden once it's in, so it's whatever grows on its own. So we have tomatoes. We had a bumper crop of tomatoes.
Oh, good.
Zucchini. We had a bumper crop of zucchini and some cucumbers, not too many. And that was pretty much it, and that's basically what we grew
mm-hmm.
yeah, this summer. So the rest of it, peppers need a lot of water, and so I don't grow the green peppers, and I don't get much in early in the spring either, so.
Mm-hmm.
We had Swiss chard, too, and we're still picking Swiss
yeah,
chard, so
yeah, me
that
too.
Does real well.
That's nice to have after it gets cold, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So.
So what do you like about shopping here?
I think I discovered Carytown years ago when my husband would go to the football games. We both are graduates of the University of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and I walked down to Main Street when I was a freshman and bought bedspreads at the old Woolworth store.
Oh, yeah?
And so I've loved Ann Arbor all these years. And so we come back, we've come back for alumni games to the homecoming every so often. And I've always enjoyed those too. But once I discovered Carytown and the market, I just enjoy the ambiance here and just the fact that there are homemade things, you know, to buy. I bought a coat here and a hat. I bought this hat.
Oh, it's a great hat.
Yep,
I was
it
admiring
is.
It already.
It's nice and warm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, so you never know what you're going to find because it's more than food.
Right.
You know, they do have the crafts. And the little shops around here, too, I like. And the stationery store in Carytown. And
mm-hmm.
the Treasure Mart, I always plan time for that, too. So
you
I
really
just
think of the market as this
more.
Whole neighborhood,
I do.
Really.
I do.
That's
and so
wonderful.
I just really enjoy it. And I get back to, have to be back to Lansing by 3:30 in the afternoon because I read for Radio Talking Book every Wednesday. So my day revolves around making sure I get back for that.
Yeah, sure.
But we read the Christian Science Monitor for 1 hour every Wednesday.
What a nice volunteer thing to
which
do.
Which is, yeah, I've done that for 11 years now.
Wow.
So it's very easy to do. I enjoy it. It's worthwhile.
And you always learn something,
I do.
Sure.
I always do. Yep, so it's great. Very good.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Now, can you go to a farmer's market in Lansing? Do you
oh,
go
we do.
To a market
yes,
there
we
too?
Do. Yeah, there's a nice market on the east side of Lansing. It's called the Meridian Farm Market. It's a big market similar to this. And there's a smaller one in central Lansing. We have quite a few farmer's markets
mm-hmm.
now in Lansing. The
Is
Lansing
there anything
area.
About this market that you think distinguishes it from other experiences?
I especially like coming to Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know if there's, and probably the crafts they have here too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the it's more than just the vegetables and fruits that they have.
Right.
Plus the things that I mentioned already, you know, some of the neighboring businesses
mm-hmm.
and so on. So, Well, it's just convenient to come here and spend the afternoon or the day. I usually come early, and I like going to the West Side. It's called the Stadium Plaza, too, Nicola's Books and so on, and the shoe store there. I like stopping there because I come right past there when I get off the freeway. So it's just a convenient place to come, and it's fun, enjoyable, and it's just a nice place to meet my friends, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's right. Well, good. Well, that was pretty much everything I wanted to ask, Suzanne. Is there anything else you'd want us to know?
I think that's about it.
Do you know how many years you've been coming here?
I've probably been coming on a regular basis to the farmer's market probably 10 years.
Great. Very good. Well, thank you so much for sitting with me today.
Sure, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your Ann Arbor adventure.
All right.